101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
We're back.
Chartsomania. It's Thursday once again.
3 p.m., 3:02, but close enough. Yeah.
Yeah, we're back.
We got a packed studio. Should we do like a round of
intros? Yeah, let's do a round.
Okay, why don't you start?
I'm Jay.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
It's a very busy studio. And also in the Nest, it's very busy too. There's Clubs Day going on.
Yeah, if you're
very
a lot of
packed.
Energy today. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going out there. A lot of cool clubs. So if
go
you're
visit,
on campus, go check those out.
Go visit Blank Vinyl Project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a lollipop.
Do, like, I don't know, wade in the water a little bit, because I was personally overstimulated when I walked into the Nest and there was a bunch of tables.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was today, too.
It's kind of like a zoo exhibit of us, if you want to come watch with the glass. We have an audience.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should actually talk about CITR, too, because we have our own little table out there.
Yeah.
Who's out there?
Yeah.
We got Randy out there. I think Isia was there. I'm not sure who's out there right now, but yeah, come see the CITR booth. I know there's like training starting up. I think there's a training happening at 4 today. Yeah, come join us.
Busy day in the Nest.
Yeah.
Well, how's everyone's week been?
I mean, it's been good. Really busy. It's tangent, but at work, I dropped a 30-pound piece of metal on my foot over the weekend.
Yeah, we were supposed to go on a hike, and then the night before was like, hey, guys, I dropped a lot of weight on my toe.
Where do you work?
I work at Fresh Fruit Market in the meat department, and I was, like, holding this piece of metal.
Yeah.
And then it just slipped and then dropped.
Oh,
wait, so you were cleaning, like, the slicinator and it?
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
That's really brutal.
Yeah.
Well, prayers up for Jay.
Yeah.
Hoping
speedy
for a speedy recovery.
It's not broken, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I saw two golden eagles on campus today flying around, and that was cool. So I watched the eagles. I've never seen two golden ones. Look out for those. They might be more in the area. They're pretty cool.
What
pretty
part
chill.
Of the eagle is golden?
None of it, actually.
Oh.
It's brown.
Yeah. Okay. Trolled.
So golden is kind of just like a shorthand. For brown,
yeah.
Even though it's a longer word.
Yeah.
I guess it has, its beak looks kind of golden, maybe.
And
the
beak and
talons.
Feet are more golden, but it's different. They're like mostly black, and I got a really cool video of them because my phone has optical zoom, so I can take cool videos.
Okay. I will be wanting to see that over the break. should we get into some music?
Yeah, there's lots of new music. The year is finally
very exciting music.
Tune time.
The year is finally coming.
Shofster, let's go.
Year is finally coming into its own. We've got new releases from everyone.
A lot of new releases.
Yeah.
So I guess we're gonna be talking a lot about that. I know B has a soliloquy planned.
Big. I'm gonna wax. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. Should I just introduce the first song and we go from
there? Sure, maybe first two?
Yeah, first two, sure. So first up, we got Telephone by Andy Schaff.
Schaffster.
Schaffster, apparently. and then we also got Animate Feelings by Still Depth. And both of those are singles, so
these are both very
enjoy.
Cool bands. Well,
people. I'm excited to hear it. I don't think I've heard them. So.
I listened to it yesterday, Telephone.
It was good?
It's a banger,
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm readying my expectations for a banger, so I'm excited. Okay. Enjoy.
Hey. So we lied about the music.
Yeah, that was a fib.
Get trollolol. That's the theme of today.
Yeah, the theme of the day is all sorts of japes and tricks. And while we work it out and get all the tunes ready for you, I have a soliloquy. I lied. You want me to do my soliloquy?
Yeah,
okay, well, big news for really cool people like me is that 100 Gex is going to be touring with Machine Girl.
100 of them.
Big win for the LGBTQ community.
Big win for annoying people. Yeah.
Big win for annoying people like me.
Big win for us everywhere.
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is once again proving that Machine Girl is like one of the hardest working musicians in the States right now, just coming off of a really big tour with The Garden. I went to that tour, came for Machine Girl, stayed also for Machine Girl. The Garden was fine. And this is going to be even better because I really like all 100 of the Gecs.
Yeah. All of them.
Every single Gec.
Big day for transgender people.
Big day for me. I'm very, very excited. Pre-sale tickets are going to come out soon. So sign up on the 100 Gecs website if you want to get tickets because they will sell out.
If you snooze,
definitely.
You will lose.
You will lose.
I think the earliest you can do is January 25th, I believe.
Yeah, that's the date for Vancouver. Pre-sale. Is pre-sale.
Okay, now we do have some music. That was actually just a test. We were just making sure that you were listening.
Yeah.
You know, you'd call in if there was dead air. So, yeah, now we got you some music. We got Telephone by Andy Schaaf.
Enjoy.
If I was listening to you talk about your day and not my head count the days gone by, since I held on to you. Couldn't catch my breath to expel a single word. You would hang up your telephone. You always looked confused. Then you turned. Thank you.
State of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
All good.
We're just talking about Daniel's new show coming soon.
Yeah.
Next up.
Quick plug. Isia and I, who was, Isia was the original host of Chartomania and has since passed it on. Isia and I are doing a show called Fan Club, where we talk about like movies and TV and music and like the industry surrounding it. And there will be a lot of hot takes, there will be a lot of tangents, a lot of hating, a lot of praising. And it's premiering on Tuesday at 2 p.m. And it's going to be every Tuesday at 2 p.m. And our first episode is going to be all about the death of the movie star. so I won't go into more details to make it ominous and mysterious, but
nice.
I'm excited.
That. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm yeah, cool. It's going to be great. I see as queen hater.
She is the queen of hating. Nobody hates like her.
Hating is an art.
It's and
seriously.
She is Picasso. Like,
that's facts.
Okay, she's what great. Did we just listen to?
That was Telephone by Andy Schaaf. A fan favorite around here.
Yeah.
The Schaffster.
And also Animate Feelings by Still Depths. They're local.
Very
They
cool.
play all the time
They're
here.
So good. Justin.
Still Depths is
shout
very
out.
Cool.
Shout
shows
out.
Are fun. Go to their shows.
We were talking about the drums on that song. The drums were
Oh yeah, the hat work.
Pretty great.
Yeah, every time just those closed hats are just so
Yeah, the so, quick yeah. I thought it sounded like Turnstile.
Yeah,
the,
it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. An awesome track. Very like quite different from what they perform live in their previous recorded work, but also super cool. So Still Depths, shout out, and then Andy Schaaf coming in with a cool single as well.
Yeah, you need to return to your roots and tell us about your special connection to Andy Schaaf.
Well, I wish I had a special connection to Mr. Schaaf, but I am from
Nikki
Saskatchewan,
does.
just like Andy. And he's from Regina, but I'm from Saskatoon, so we differ in that way. But it's cool because it's basically all the same. It's all just
fields.
Yeah, it's all fields. It was actually my grade 9 French and philosophy teacher who showed me Andy Schaaf. So there we go. It all came full circle in the little Saskatchewan bubble.
Wow.
He's a really cool dude, Andy
shout
Schaaf.
Shout out to your philosophy teacher.
He's so based. Nikki has told
school.
Me about him. He's
Sorry?
Very based.
Oh, my teacher? Yeah, the teacher is a very cool dude. Shout out Mr. Cassette. Love
Shout
that guy.
Out.
I don't know if he's listening. I doubt
The inventor of the cassette tape.
Next
yeah.
up.
Mr. Richard Cassette.
Wow.
Go look him up.
Well, what do you think of this new track? Like, I don't necessarily think that Andy is, like, the biggest synth guy, but there's a lot of different really varied synth patches on this track. Like, there's that really nice... very, very relaxing, mellow synth at the start, and then
there was like
throughout.
A cool bridge at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, a lot of like drones that just sort of fade in and out.
Yeah, he's more of like a live instrumentation guy normally, but like the synths were really well. I guess the synths could be done live, but
yeah, it's good to see him doing something different.
Yeah, I mean the fact that he's not just doing you know like the party for the millionth time is cool.
Yeah, I like the variation, and it kind of feels like walking home during a nice sunset. But that could also be because the first time I listened to it, I was walking home kind of during a sunset, but it gives me that.
It's a good song for that. I listened to it when it came out, and I was like, eh. And then I listened to it again this morning as I was walking to class, and like every time I'm in like sort of a bad mood, sort of like a melancholy stupor, that's when Andy Schaaf is perfect. So now I like it more.
Yeah, it's just like a silly guy singing some silly tunes.
I don't know if I would have the same opinion of Mr. Schaaf if I didn't have B like spend an hour explaining to me why The Neon Skyline is like the best album ever in a room at midnight one night.
I
early
really
semester
won't shut
one
up about The Neon Skyline.
It's a really well, you convinced me. It's my favorite Andy Schaaf album.
It's
now.
Really good.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
I have nothing to add, but I liked your use of stupor in a sentence.
Thank you.
Well, I think we should get to some more songs. I've got a little spiel about
yeah,
the next one,
spiel.
But I'll let it play first.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let's give the audience context
exactly.
Before you dive in.
Yeah, I'll let it play first. But we got three songs coming up. We got Nola Freestyle by Dean Blunt, new single. We've got Ricochet by Lil Ugly Mane, also
Ugly
a new single. And we've got Killing Time by Piss for Pumpkin. And that's off their record, Scared to Die. So,
lovely name.
Yes. I am also scared to die.
I'm a Piss for Pumpkin, but
it's
for that.
All right, let's go.
Still have a song to sing when a razor boy comes and takes your fancy things away. Well, it's all just the same to me. If you gotta draw blood, then pull that thing in front of me. Right in front of me. You still be singing it on that cold. Singing it
I'm capable of doing it.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
Like we never left.
Exactly.
Wow. We did not leave.
That first track was Nola Freestyle by Dean Blunt, and I've got a little bit of a spiel to go on.
Do your spiel.
Let's hear it.
Dean Blunt has recently become my favorite artist.
Why? Get into it.
I will. He's a very mysterious guy, and he always seems to have these like really beautiful instrumentals, and then he just like sings on them. And he's done production for your favorites, for ASAP and ASAP Rocky and like everyone, but he's just really mysterious. And I kind of like his approach to recording music because I think he just, a lot of his stuff that he does are like freestyles. So he'll like have this really beautiful instrumental and then he'll just freestyle over it and then like release it on YouTube and then come up with a vocal melody like that. And I find that whenever I write vocal melodies, they're kind of just, I just have some instrumental and then I just like mess around over it. Mm-hmm. So I really like the Dean Blunt way of recording songs.
I feel like I've heard Tyler, the Creator, talk about that similarly, where he just, like, comes up with a beat or there's, like, a melody he really likes and, like, does it, and that's kind of, like, the first thing, and then everything else is kind of, like, secondary.
So yeah. Cool. I feel like I can't come up with a melody and then build the song around it. Like, I gotta hear the instrumental and then just freestyle.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of my melodies. A lot of my melodies end up feeling kind of like afterthoughts, but I know exactly what you mean. It's really cool when everything is sort of servicing the melody.
Yeah.
Do you know if he's worked with Gene Dawson at all? Cause like
it's possible.
Cause his instrumentals sound really like reminiscent of like Gene Dawson stuff.
It's possible because they both kind of fit a similar niche, yeah. I think.
I also thought you said Gene Dawson at first when you were telling me about Dean Blunt. So they seem like they have like pretty similar styles. And if they've never worked together, I feel like a collab between the two would be pretty amazing.
Good old Gene and Dean.
Yeah. Well, that could be their collab album.
Yeah.
Gene Dean.
Yeah.
Gene Dean.
Gene Dean.
Yeah, but Dean Blunt's a little mysterious guy. Like he doesn't really have any like presence online or anything. He just kind of pops up every few months and releases a freestyle or some album, and I think it's just really cool.
That's kind of great. I feel like it'd be amazing to be like a producer who works with all these prolific artists like ASAP Rocky, but you can still be afforded that like secrecy and mystique, but still like have enough money to like make music and do what you want.
Yeah, it's like the songwriter thing. It's like Frank Ocean before.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean, he's like writing for other people.
People sleep on the songwriter.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, especially because like so many kids who are getting into music are being told by like everyone like, oh, do you want to get into music? You need to start with social media and this is like part of how you do it now because we just figured it out and we're going to, now you do social media all the time. Go, go, go. But you lose something in that for sure. Just like showing up every once in a while with like, oh, here's 10 bangers. Bye. That's there's a vibe to that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dare I say be Sigma and go for it. Just like be that the lone wolf.
Maybe.
Be your own boss
that
on the
dog
internet.
In you.
Yeah.
Keep it mysterious.
We also heard Ricochet by Lil Ugly Mane. Lil Ugly Mane kind of just doing everything. Just
love that guy.
Hip hop.
Eclectic king.
Folk. Like punk, everything. So awesome. And then we also got that Piss for Pumpkin song, Killing Time, and I really liked the bass on that.
It's
so that was awesome.
It's
very
awesome.
Catchy.
Yeah.
Men I Trust reminiscent. It reminded me of Men I Trust. And also from Montreal, I think.
Yeah, Montreal, I think. Yeah. Yeah, another great band.
Yeah.
Let's get into some more.
Yeah, we have a lot of
more
music.
There's lots of good
music. Time, tunes time.
You want to tell us what we got next?
I would love to. So how many...
Let's
three?
Let's three? Three, yeah.
Three? Okay, awesome. So we got New Outlook 2, the sequel to, I guess, the first New Outlook, and that is by Dendrons, and that's from the album 538. We got Find Out by Liv, a new favorite of mine personally. That's a new single. And then we also got Miracle Fruit by Molly Lewis from the album Mirage. Hope you enjoy it. Soon I'll
Presence. Time. New outlook. Distance. Time. New outlook. Distance. Time. New outlook. Distance. Time. New outlook. Distance. Time.
Watch the leaves fall down in the summer. Pick a flower to your from his mother. So I take my coat off when it's late at night. So cold, I turn him into another. Watch the phone light and turn it face down. Feel my heart sinking into the gutter. Surely we'll make it back to another round. Can't risk it finding out just what I could've. It's so hard to make it. Think about it way too much. I'm trying to think about you. All the voices saying stories. I'm steady losing my cool. Can I go on, go through being in love with you? I guess we'll find out, baby. The hard way. Thank you.
Hello, we're back.
With a surprise guest.
Hi, everyone. my name's Carmela. Sorry, I get really excited.
No, that's good. We love the energy.
I'll hand it back.
Welcome, Carmela. The songs you just heard were New Outlook 2 by Dendrons, hopefully I said that right, Find Out by Liv, and Miracle Fruit by Molly Lewis, which was very relaxing. I'm kind of sleepy now.
You could call me a miracle fruit.
I love that. I'm clapping.
Boy, yeah.
I'm so chilled out right now.
We're the miracle fruit crew.
Yeah, Carmela came in wearing the amazing Tommy Bahama shirt with the beautiful seascape tones playing behind. It created a very nice vibe in the studio.
It was amazing. I really liked the Liv song, and I just want to shout out Jay for putting me on to Liv. I was ignorant and sleeping on her, but my soul is now saved, and I've found out who Liv is. I don't really have anything else to say about Liv, but I feel like you maybe do. There's an album coming out.
There's an album coming out next month, so I'm very excited.
And she, I don't know, she makes very like chill, calm R&B is kind of how I would maybe describe it based off of the songs I've heard.
Yeah, it reminds me of like if Erykah Badu like made music now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. I see that. It's very like Erykah Badu and like the instrumentals. I agree. I see that. Kind of reminds me a little bit of like Ari Lennox too in the production.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What kind of music do you like, Carmela? Putting you on the spot.
Ooh. Okay, so I've been listening to a lot of Devante Hynes recently.
Blood Orange? Yes.
Yeah. And specifically, like, because I really love Blood Orange, but I also really love
Chewing Gum.
Chewing Gum
is so fire.
Amazing.
The whole album, Negro Swan, is, like, really good.
Yes, and, like, I'm a huge Blood Orange fan. Like, I love some of his instrumentals because he's an amazing pianist. Yeah. Fantastic. And so just like his like piano work, mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot of it. And then he also is, he's a composer for
some movies,
the soundtracks for those movies. Yeah. Has anyone seen Who We Are Who We Are?
Yes, great show, great soundtrack.
Fabulous, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot of that.
He has an orchestral show in May in Toronto that you should go to. Yeah. Yeah, write that down. He has, like, not a Blood Orange concert, but he's, like, performing as Devante Hines, and I think he's doing a little, like, orchestra thing. Should be really cool. Anyone else have anything to say?
I don't listen to this artist.
Okay,
sorry, you go, Danny.
Oh, wait. I've been listening to a lot of Car Seat Headrest. I don't know. Me and Nikki both do, but we put B on as of lately.
Yeah, B was skipping out.
I was switching up and skipping out, but great tunes. I have lots of great memories already of listening to Mr. Toledo.
Yeah.
Great tunes.
And what was the artist that you guys were talking about again? I should write this down too.
Harmelo was talking about Devante Hines.
Yes. Devante Hines. Yeah. I feel like you should start off with Blood Orange specifically,
yeah.
And then you can get into like some of his solo work.
Blood Orange is like to Devante Hines what like Tame Impala is to Kevin Parker, if that makes sense.
Fair. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I think he opened for
Tyler.
For Harry, right? Didn't they open for Harry?
Harry?
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
But only in New York, I think.
Yeah, and then they like released the live CD of the performance like each night
as merch. Yeah,
yeah, as merch.
Which more artists should do? We have like a whole. I went on a 10-minute tangent about how I wish more artists would do that because that's amazing.
Thoughts on Frank Ocean at Coachella? Have you heard about that?
Yes.
What do you think?
I want him to go on tour.
Yeah.
My liver and kidneys are ready for sale.
Have you seen that?
I could do without the ovaries or another lung or something. They could take it.
Have you seen the poster? Because Blonde got a re-release recently.
There's like a
poster. And on the back of the poster, it says like, he talks about the story. He's like, oh, I was planning on like releasing all the songs as singles, but then COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, oh yeah, I'm interested in releasing a full-length album again.
Yeah, but he said it in weird, like, Frank vague terms. And I'm just like,
the artist is interested in a full-length project again.
I'm like, no shit, King. Like, please just drop some albums. Yeah, should we get into some more music? Okay, I'm personally excited about the next three because they're all new. I'm going to be annoying about them later if we have time. I really love Kali Uchis. I really love Kalila. I'm Boy Genius. I'm like not as huge a fan of, but I really like this song. And I like them all. I like them all as well.
Phoebe Bridgers is on it.
Yeah, Phoebe really Bridgers, cool. Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, all amazing.
Lukey.
Oh, sorry, Lucy.
No, Lucy, yeah.
Oh, Lucy Dacus, no, my bad. The next three songs are I Wish You Roses by Kali Uchis, Contact by Kalila, and $20 by Boy Genius, and they're like a super indie trio, big for annoying people. They have a new album coming out end of March, so hope you all enjoy.
Smiling with pretty flowers. It's a bad idea. It's an
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on.
Follow me.
Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.